Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Adam Burke from River Action. In the Atlantic Ocean, a swirling current bounds the Sargasso Sea, the only sea without a shoreline. Somewhere within it, an as yet undiscovered spawning ground lies at the bottom of the ocean. This is the birthplace of the American eel. Born in the Sargasso, these tiny baby eels float west on Atlantic currents to a brackish coastline. Some even make it around Florida into the Gulf of Mexico, and eventually up the Mississippi River Delta. Eels spawn in saltwater and live most of their lives in freshwater until they reach maturity. Eels start life as glassy wisps, and sometimes live up to 40 years. When female eels go back to the ocean to spawn, they change color and form, stop eating, and become silver eels. European eel populations have declined dramatically, possibly due to overfishing or parasites, so the EU banned export of Euro eels. This created a market for American eel, and since 2010, the price of baby eel has climbed 1,000%, selling for over $2,500 a pound last year. Eels are one of the many animals affected by the lack of connectivity in the river, a topic which will be discussed at the Upper Mississippi River Conference on October 13th and 14th in Moline. The theme of this year's conference is Raising the Grade, a response to a report card from the American Water Initiative. The river received a low grade in the AWI's first report card, issued in 2015. The Upper Mississippi scored a C, but the entire river basin, which covers almost half the United States, received a D+. In addition to ecosystems, the AWI report card looked at floodplain management, infrastructure, energy, recreation, transportation, and water supply. The next AWI report card is due in 2020, and we at River Action would like to hear from you. Even if you can't attend the conference, River Action would like to hear some of your ideas on raising the grade for the Mississippi and its watershed. What are some ways to improve the river and possibly even welcome the American eel back to the Upper Mississippi?
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.